It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's real estate market took a hit from the pandemic last month. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The number of listings in the metro area fell 37% compared to a year ago. That's according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. The number of homes under contract was down by almost 50%. The market could turn around as the state eases its social distancing guidelines. Showings in the metro area surged last week when in-person tours resumed, with an unusually high number early in the week, the association says. But by Saturday, the number of showings was down 50% compared to the first weekend in March. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
City of Pueblo residents vote today on whether to form their own municipal electric utility. CPR's Grace Hood explains.
Ballot question 2A would terminate the city's contract with the current utility Black Hills Energy. Supporters say electrical bills under Black Hills are higher compared to Xcel Energy or nearby Colorado Springs utilities. Opponents say acquiring the electrical infrastructure from Black Hills could be costly. So far, the opposition group Pueblo Cares has raised significantly more cash in the amount of $1.5 million. Proponents in the group Bring the Power Home 2020 have raised more than $30,000. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
State lawmakers say they won't consider a public health care option this year. Supporters of a bill that would have created a state health care plan have officially shelved their effort for this year. They say the COVID-19 pandemic illustrates the need for a Colorado option, but that it is not the right time to focus health care efforts on the project. The public option was shaping up to be one of the legislature's biggest fights this year. Along the Front Range, it's sunny and breezy weather with highs in the 60s and close to 70. Should be about the same tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.